to the detriment of the planet that is the source of life. And if I could just end on one point, we have, through science and technology, made tremendous progress. We live in a world where we have the highest rates of literacy, the longest lifespans, the greatest access to information ever in the history of humankind. So there's much that should give us hope. But at the same time, we, for the first time in history, are in a position to destroy ourselves. To destroy ourselves through our addiction to a materialistic ideology which measures human progress and happiness in terms of consuming more and more. The extent is that this gives us an opportunity to reimagine the very idea of progress, the pursuit of happiness, the very idea of civilization. Why have we, through these thousands of years of evolution, come to this one point of planetization where spiritualization, understanding that at the core, our well-being and our recognition, our ability to transcend our egos, to recognize the wholeness and interdependence of human relations, depends on that deeper spiritual transcendental dimension and not our animalistic, egotistic selves. So that is why I think we have a great responsibility. Great responsibility, because getting back to what I said earlier, the bad news that we see is the symptom of a deeper disease. That deeper disease is selfishness, it's indifference, it's ordinary people underestimating their own power to bring about change. And my final point is, having worked in the United Nations and the international courts and with, you know, the elites, the powerful elites, my faith is in ordinary people rising up, because the real revolutions don't come from the top down, they come from the bottom up. The real profound seismic shifts that really turn the tide are rooted in people's consciousness. When people's values are transformed in family life, in the neighborhood, in the workplace, in the school, in the community life, that is where we either pick up some very harmful, divisive, egotistic attitudes, which are then replicated in the bigger world of politics and business and what have you, or we pick up those values of empathy, compassion, justice, sacrifice, selflessness. So we should never underestimate the importance and responsibility and power that we have to be part of that greater transformation.
Wow. So powerful, so wonderful, so empowering. This is what we need in the world to survive extinction. I agree, we're heading towards extinction, and the thoughts that you brought out are so on point and so relevant. And we just really appreciate you for joining us and sharing your powerful words of wisdom with us. And we just hope and pray that you'll continue on and be a blessing to humanity as we know it, and help us to create this world in a wonderful, positive way. So we really thank you, and thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us and share some of your beautiful, wonderful, powerful words.
It is my great pleasure, and as I said, I think that with thoughtful people like yourself providing a forum for these meaningful conversations, that is what gives me hope, and that's why it's always a pleasure to be on your show, dear brother.
Oh, beautiful, so wonderful. Well, we thank you, and we'll have to let you go for now, and we're really looking forward to having you again on our program, and hopefully we can get you again once again live in our studio. That would be such an honor.
Thank you. The honor would be mine. All the best.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye for now.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and those were the wonderful words of Dr. Akvan. Pretty powerful stuff. And so we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to get to the song of the week of Shkwait Shakhlach, and he's picked out a song from Tulia, and this is their song, and it's a remake of Metallica, Nothing Else Matters. So let's have a listen to that. Thank you for joining. Enjoy.
Couldn't be much more.
was so powerful.
Super cool song.
Yes, that was Tulia, and that was their rendition of Metallica's Nothing Else Matters. And we have on the line with us Shkwait Shekhlech. For people who don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago and the big floods of a few years ago. So he's come through a lot of turmoil and physical affliction. He survived it all. He's an extreme survivalist. He's my hero. And I'm just so honored and privileged to have him come on our program and share with us. And how are you doing, Shkwait?
Feeling like a frog being cooked up for dinner. It just got so warm up here.
Oh, yeah.
Used to the cool temperature, and it slowly rose. Now it's too hot.
Well, that was such a beautiful song you picked, and just brought me back to all my years of Metallica, and it's probably the only album I ever knew all the song or all the lyrics to the songs. So real special. Thank you so much. Really empowering song. So we have our subject today, and it's on reflection, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Reflection, you know, I kind of think of it as kind of like doing a, you know, when you're out and about in the woods or whatever, and you're trying to follow a certain path, you gotta pull out your compass and take a quick check.
Mm.
To make sure you're going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're doing that too much, it kind of turns into you know, if you ponder on your reflection too much, you know, I'm always going on about don't let it take a negative direction, because too much reflection will lead to the coulda, woulda, shouldas, remorse and regret. You know, you know, you're supposed to be trying to look at your past and see how you can adjust your thoughts and actions to help better yourself. But if you look at it too long, you know, you start to think about, oh, if I only did that, if I only picked the number 10 in my lotto ticket, I'd be a billionaire right now. You know, if you reflect too long, you know, I find that all of a sudden you're starting to look to the past.
Mm.
You know, the past's the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how's that saying go? Don't cry over spilt milk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I figure it's just kind of like a little compass check to make sure you're at least going in the right direction.
I like that. That's powerful.
You know, if you're looking in the compass too long, you know, it's a mirror.
Mm.
And you're just looking at the past.
Mm.
Like I say, that leads to the coulda, woulda, shouldas.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads to remorse and regret.
Mm. Well, so that's
my thoughts on reflection. Don't dwell on it too much, you know. Just do a quick check.
Very beautiful, very wonderful, and it always so remarkable just to listen to your wisdom and get a sense of what helped you get through all those afflictions and you know, physical afflictions and environmental afflictions. And it's just so important to, like, try to study those and learn from those. And you're a good example of that. And we really thank you for coming on our program and just sharing some of that and giving us some insight in what it takes to come through all those afflictions and survive. So lots of blessings to you for all your efforts.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, and, you know, and I hope it's not putting anybody off the right path, you know, their right path. Because, you know, it's how long do those disclaimers go? That they read on the American commercial so quick. And, this might affect you bad. I guess I should watch a few of them commercials and try run it off quickly, saying this is from my own personal experience. It might not do so well for you.
Yeah.
I don't want a class action suit later.
Yeah.
So hopefully it helps.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm sure it does. You know, it really helps me, so I know it's got to be helping many other people out there too. And so we're gonna have to say bye for now. We really thank you for joining us, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay. Yep. I thank you guys there at the station, you the interviewers, and all the crew that helped run the show. And to all the listeners, I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. Mm. I send it all back to you all 1,000-fold.
Mm. Thank you so much. Okay, so we're going to have to say bye for now then.
Bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC. And we're going to carry on with our program. And coming up next, we're going to have on the line with us, hopefully we'll get a hold of Lady Fahima and also the president of Minnetonka Park Association.
Beautiful.
So stay tuned for that. And we're going to play a song for them and also for Robin. She's she got banged up and she's in her healing. So this is a song from Foggy Mountain Spaceship Space Mango. So have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone.
Cool.
Okay, we're back. We're gonna turn down this music and we're going to get on with the show with Lady Faima and the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Hello, hello.
How are you ladies doing today?
Welcome.
Really well, thanks.
Yeah, we were just listening to some and their song called Space Mango. So we're going to let that play in the background and we're going to get on with our program and we'll start out with Lady Faima on our subject, reflection.
Absolutely. My greetings to you, dear Chief, and the rest of the crew, and especially the student of Simon Fraser University, and wonderful listeners, respected listeners, as a nationwide, across the country and outside of the country. Going back to the subject, your subject that you have chosen, reflection. Reflection right away in my mind is bringing the mirror, the sunshine, you know, the light, the positivity. And as an example, I can bring wonderful soul, Mr. Payam, Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer of United Nations. His reflections to the world through his studies, experience, and above his education, huge education from Harvard, is his devotion that he brings, that reflection of all his experience to make a change in this world and make the world a better place to live in, and also for the future of the generation. And another soul that I can bring it as a reflection, Omid Jalili, a stand-up comedian, Iranian British actor and a stand-up comedian, that he used to teach in university. This is his ground, highly educated. And he chose to become ended at the theater. His reflection of his study, his experience, up and down, it was about just to bring the reality, the crisis that is happening in this world, as a comedy show, and to bring the joy and laugh to your heart, and the large volume of the awareness to be recognized. And his reflection to regard his reflection, it was in this path, totally different. And reflection, let's as one body, one nation, bring the love and harmony to the humanity and make the positive action to this world and make it changes by the positivity to the world and make the world a better place to live in for ourselves. We are ourselves is the first category we benefit, and also the future generation would also this positivity of the reflection. Thank you very much for having me. After all, I am the servant and the student of mankind. Beautiful. Thank you kindly.
Beautiful, wonderful words as usual. It's just like a shining star in this universe. We thank you for your beautiful, wonderful words and all that you bring to our program, all these world achievers. It's just a blessing.
And, thank you kindly.
Yes, thank you so much. And we're going to get on with Celia. What about yourself on reflections?
Well, I'm really, we're spanning quite a few directions here with this. I appreciated what your brother was saying earlier about the compass. You know, that it's like a compass, but that staring at the compass and just staring at the compass, it's by itself. And what came to mind is the idea that self-reflection as part of a balance within our life. And I think the thing is like with life being so busy, it's very easy to just blow in the wind with every given moment of what's happening in front of us. But what reflection does is it provides that opportunity. What I thought of is it provides that opportunity to deepen our awareness by looking, as I think Wegedesk, you were saying, like you were using the example of looking in the narcissist, we're looking in the water, but that self-reflection piece. And then through that awareness comes more conscious choosing. We're consciously choosing things, which then ties into whether we're talking about the climate crisis and sort of how we're impacting things, you know. So the reflection is a very important part of us getting to know ourselves. And when it's in balance, then we can tag it to what's important in the world, you know, in a world, how we can be part of this world interconnected piece, you know. So I'm very grateful for all that's been offered up today and hearing people's perspectives.
Yes, well, we thank yourself, and we thank Lady Fahima for your beautiful words and input and perspectives on reflection. It's always
my honor.
It's always magical. Yes. when I have all the co-hosts come in and share. And
party in the studio.
Yeah, it's just a real blessing and honor. And we thank Magnus, we thank Conavar, we thank Jesse, we thank Chris, we thank Jujul, we thank all our wonderful volunteers here that help us continue this program and show.
Yes.
And we also thank our listeners out there just for, you know, giving us their input.
Definitely.
And their encouragement. It's always important, and just a blessing to hear their input on how our program helps them. So it's lots of appreciation to everybody out there.
Thank you so much.
So we're going to have to say bye for now to you ladies. Thank you for joining us live.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. And
bye for now.
Yeah. Bye-bye for now. And so we're going to end our program of Sound of Silence, and this is from Charles Berthoud, and it's one of the classical songs that Counselor Fahri really loved and enjoyed.
Okay.
So thank you all for joining us. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and listen to Free Voices.
Lots of love, everybody.
Lots
Thank
of
you
love.
So much.
Bye for now. Enjoy.